Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have Julie Kutasoff, Portfolio Manager of the KAR Small Midcap Core Strategy. Julie, welcome back.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be here.
Julie, market returns were under pressure in the first quarter with exuberance for deregulation, pro-market policies, and Fed rate cuts coming into the new year, turning to growth fears and inflation persistence with the implementation of a protectionist agenda with tariffs. Can you speak about how this particular strategy performed in the first quarter, both on an absolute and relative basis?
Sure. As you mentioned, the first quarter was a volatile one, with the U.S. stock market hitting new highs early in the quarter, only to decline sharply following President Trump's trade tariff announcements. Investors grew increasingly concerned about the potential impact of tariffs, particularly considering that the economy had already been showing signs of weakness, and the fight with inflation was far from over. The Russell 2500 index, our benchmark, ended the quarter down 7.5%. The strategy outperformed the benchmark during the quarter due to strong stock selection, primarily in the consumer discretionary, financials, and industrial sectors. We believe expectations of slowing economic growth usually lead investors to focus on quality, solid balance sheets, earnings stability, strong returns on capital, and sustainable secular growth. This flight to quality was evident in the benchmark's first quarter's performance, which was driven by names with high earnings quality, stronger balance sheets, high returns on equity, and low volatility, a favorable environment for us. At the same time, we observed outperformance by so-called bond proxies, sectors such as real estate and utilities. In fact, utilities were the only benchmark sector with a positive return for the quarter. Our structurally lower exposure to the real estate and utility sectors, no holdings currently, due to the segment's inherent capital intensity, something that we shy away from as investors in high-quality companies, represented a headwind for us.
Julie, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the first quarter?
WR Berkeley Corporation, ticker WRB, was our highest stock contributor for the quarter. Other top contributors were BJ's Wholesale Club Holdings, ticker BJ, Rawlings, ticker ROL, Chemet Corporation, ticker CHE, and Bright Horizons Family Solutions, ticker BFAM. WR Berkeley is a leading insurance, property, and casualty PNC insurance company with a solid track record of profitable underwriting and rational capital allocation. The company's focus is on niche markets with low hazards where it can leverage its underwriting expertise to achieve superior risk-adjusted returns. The company reported solid operating results supported by favorable industry environment. In addition, in late March, WR Berkeley announced that a leading Japanese PNC insurance carrier had entered into an arrangement to purchase 15% of the company's outstanding common stock in the open market. Zebra Technologies Corporation, ticker ZBRA, was our weakest performer this quarter. Other detractors were Teradyne, ticker TR, Saia, ticker SAIA, Thor Industries, ticker THO, and Bentley Systems, ticker BSY. Zebra is a leading manufacturer of automatic identification and data capture products, such as mobile computers, barcode scanners, radio frequency identification devices, RFID readers, printers for barcode labeling, supplies such as self-adhesive labels, and software utilities and applications. The company believes that it spends more on R&D than all of its competitors combined, which we believe leads to technology innovation and breadth of its product offering. Shares lagged during the quarter, despite the company's reports of improved operating results, driven by investor concerns over announced trade tariffs, particularly for China and Vietnam. While significant in the near term, We continue to believe that Zebra's longer-term positioning remains intact, supported by the company's distribution advantage, strong customer relationships, breadth of product offering, and notable innovation capabilities.
Julie, can you discuss the impact of tariff policies specifically on the strategy, including any companies that are impacted and your expectations for how quality businesses will manage this going forward?
Our main concern is the inflationary nature of tariffs and a potential impact on consumer spending, the key driver of the U.S. economy. Even before tariffs were announced, inflation remained elevated, with prices of everything from groceries and restaurant meals to housing and insurance much higher than they were 4 years ago. U.S. consumers have generally proven resilient, but certain segments, such as lower-income consumers, are already struggling. This means that even companies with strong pricing power will find it more difficult passing through price increases. While no segment is going to be immune, more economically sensitive sectors such as consumer discretionary and industrials are expected to be most affected by reduced consumer demand and high operating costs. The recent period of post-pandemic supply chain disruptions is probably a good preview of things to come as the deeply integrated global economy undergoes a major rebalancing act. Solid balance sheets and pricing power will be key, and we expect our company's strength to shine through once again. We run a high-conviction portfolio of proprietary businesses with under-leveraged balance sheets, which are the result of this company's durable self-funding ability. While not immune to an economic slowdown or inflationary pressures, we believe the companies in our portfolios should perform better than their less differentiated, highly indebted peers.
Julie, has the first quarter given you any pause on growth expectations for the companies in the portfolio for 2025 and beyond?
Yes. Earnings expectations are closely tied to the economic outlook. Small and medium-sized companies tend to be more economically sensitive and, as history suggests, despite greater domestic focus, most affected during periods of trade-related volatility and general macroeconomic uncertainty. Proposed tariffs, coupled with mass deportation policies, could prove to be highly inflationary. With inflation likely increasing and interest rates staying high for longer, our growth expectations for this year have been reduced. The primary reason for this is growing macroeconomic uncertainty that is likely to persist at least in the near to medium term, putting pressure on both consumer and business spending.
Julie, where do you feel most optimistic going forward?
As I mentioned, we see our companies to be better positioned in this challenging environment. And I feel most optimistic about the differentiation opportunity this uncertain environment provides for active, long-term investors like Kayne Anderson Rudnick. We believe that our high-quality investment philosophy, in-depth fundamental research process, and active portfolio management are particularly relevant today.
Julie, as always, thank you for taking the time to provide your insight to our Kayncast listeners.
Thanks, Ben.
You've just listened to Kayncast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.kayne.com. Kayncast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.